Dozens of foreign volunteers abandon Ukraine for Poland after Russian missiles strike base. By Jack Montgomery on March 14, 2022. Dozens of foreigners who volunteered to fight for the International Legion in Ukraine have abandoned the country and recrossed the border into Poland following a Russian missile strike on their training base, according to reports. At least 30 cruise missiles pounded the International Peacekeeping and Security Center in Yaworzhno, just 15 miles from the border of Poland, a NATO and European Union member state. Over the weekend, with the Ukrainian authorities admitting to 35 fatalities while the Russians claim they inflicted up to 180 fatalities on foreign mercenaries and destroyed a large stockpile of Western armaments. The destruction of foreign mercenaries will continue. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman warned in a Monday press briefing shared on social media. Britain's right-leaning Telegraph newspaper, which is close to the British government, reported that a few dozen dazed survivors from the strike began returning over the Polish border, many apparently reassessing their decision to take up arms on Sunday night in the wake of the strike. Before becoming a training site for foreign volunteers, the Yaworzhno facility was used to train members of the Ukrainian armed forces, with instructors often supplied by the United States and other NATO members. To the chagrin of the Russian government, keen to see Ukraine remain a Russia-aligned or at least neutral buffer state rather than a hostile NATO ally. The Telegraph said they heard accents from the US, Ireland, America, Germany, and Britain among the bedraggled figures who survived the Russian strike, and at least one Swedish volunteer with experience fighting alongside Kurdish People's Protection units in Syria. The British news outlet said the veteran returned to Poland with no intention of returning to Ukraine, paraphrasing him as having said that the current war was nothing like Syria and Iraq. One volunteer described their experience of the strike as hell on earth. With the war in Ukraine having previously been concentrated in the country's east, the strike so close to NATO territory has heightened tensions with the bloc, which has not entered the bloc directly but is supplying Ukraine with armaments and punishing Russia with sanctions. U.S. President Joe Biden's Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted American condemnation of the strike, declaring that brutality must stop. Elsewhere, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has claimed that NATO would retaliate in the event even of an accidental shot by the Russians into NATO territory. Sajid Javid, a senior member of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government in the United Kingdom, also stressed that even if a single Russian toecap steps into NATO territory, then it will be considered an act of war, likely due to Yaworzhno's close proximity to Poland. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.